Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. A very good question. Who buried Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, considering that Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam was in Kufa at the time? There are normally two responses. The first response is that Bani Asad were the ones who buried Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. For when they came back to the plains of Karbala and they saw that many bodies were lying there on the ground, they decided that they had to at least take the responsibility of burying the bodies, considering they were not able to assist Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. However, the second opinion is that an imam buries another imam, and that Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam was the one who buried Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Now, someone may ask that if Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam was imprisoned in Kufa and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's body at least was lying on the ground at Karbala, then how could Imam Zayn al-Abidin leave prison and come to the plains of Karbala? We know very well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants His chosen ones certain merits which others may not necessarily have the knowledge to be able to access or to receive. If we look in the Holy Quran, we find that Asif bin Barkhiya, who was seen as the successor of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, was able to bring the Queen of Sheba's throne from the other side of the world and told Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam that I'll be able to do this without you even blinking. And it's true, the Queen of Sheba's throne came right in front of him. And Asif bin Barkhiya had some knowledge of the book, meaning he had some access to that spiritual knowledge which Allah grants to His chosen ones. And if Asif bin Barkhiya, the wasi of Sulaiman alayhi salam, had that access where without even Sulaiman blinking he was able to bring something, then why would we doubt that Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam has access to some of this world where he is able to leave the prison in Kufa and come to Karbala? And that's why later imams, when they're asked this question, especially in relation, for example, to how is it that somebody like Imam al-Radha alayhi salam was able to bury Imam Musa al-Kadhim, considering they were not near each other, or that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was able to bury Imam al-Radha alayhi salam, you'll always find the answer being, then how did Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam bury Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam? Allah gives this karama to the imams, and Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam therefore returned to Karbala, according to some opinions, a couple of nights after the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and he went ahead. He buried Habib ibn Madahir by himself, and he buried the family all together, and the companions were also buried. And then he walked towards burying Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. He buried Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, but of course without the head of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, which would be placed with the body later on. And then he went ahead and buried Abul Fadl. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.